Can we talk about when a good man's heart is broken? He will remain single for years later. But why? Because society and everyone else in his world, including himself, blames him. And after experiencing that amount of pain and guilt and shame, it takes a long time to want to risk that again.
So in a few seconds, you realize why a lot of women are single.
So when you look at yourself, what would you say you need to improve when you're dealing with the opposite gender?
Nothing. What? Sure, I don't think there's any flaw. I don't really have any flaw.
What I need to improve?
Yes.
Probably his timing.
What? Your timing or his timing?
His timing.
No, it's about you though. You need to improve? Yeah, what do you need to improve?
I don't know.
You see how she jumped straight to you?
It's better to be single than in a bad relationship. This is why being single is so peaceful.
I often question why have I been single for almost 3 years, and then I'm quickly reminded when I left swipe a guy on Hinge just because I don't like his shorts.
The amount of options are just overwhelming, so you start getting picky.
Men need to understand that when women open up a dating app, it's just thousands of suitors, and so she starts picking on the dumbest stuff. I don't like his bracelet. I don't like that guy's shoes. His eye doesn't look right. He had one hair on his nose. It's like the weirdest things now because you have so much to choose from, you can literally stitch the perfect man again.
Minimum height?
6 feet.
Yeah, that's where they get you. Would you exclude obesity?
Absolutely.
Minimum income, so.
I'm gonna say at least 200.
200 grand?
You can be 30 years old.
Oh my goodness. Take a guess at how many, what percentage of men fit this criteria? 2%? Much lower. It's 0.049%.
Cool. All right, is this going on the TV?
She's not looking for a husband. She's looking for a dad. Now ask those 0.045% of men what they look for in a woman. I can promise it's not her. Also, notice how women care about height. Yet when a man says something about a woman's weight, it's an issue.
Most men will only experience unconditional love from their mothers, and some of us don't even get that. Most of us have never even felt appreciation or respect without conditions or hidden intentions. We don't know what it sounds like to hear, "I see you, and I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're here. You really make a difference." Yet the expectation is to constantly be displaying the strength and love that the world is hesitant in conveying. We're expected to have a thick skin but get judged if it turns to a hard shell. The first step in being a man is ignoring the hunger. Cause yes, boy, you're gonna be starving. Starved of attention, starved of affirmation, starved of love, starved of being told that you are enough. Step two in being a man is comfortability with replaceability. You are only as good as you are useful. You are only as valuable as you are needed by others. Should there ever come a day, boy, where you fail to provide everybody with a smiling face, then do not be surprised when they say all men do is take up space.
We're expected to have a thick skin, but get judged if it turns into a hard shell. That line really hit home for me.
You guys never tell each other, you're not special, baby girl. We're all the same. You guys never check each other on this shit.
Yeah.
You never do. And that's why girls walk around in their grand leisure to go ahead and say the shit that they say. I'm special. I'm an exception to the rule. I'm this. I'm that. But you guys really aren't that much different from each other.
Wasn't there an overweight girl who won a big pageant? But if you say they look like her, they'll get offended?
Because that's all guys want. All guys want is to God. No, let me rephrase that. Shitty men want me, and that's all they want from you. Hire guys that are worth more, that will benefit your life more, they're not just going to want from you. And that's a fact.
Or could it be that the men that only want from women is because that's all that the women have to offer? Because for me, if is all you're offering, is all I want. Would you ever be loyal to a guy?
I would be. I feel like I am sometimes. I am right now.
Well, you can't. It's like loyal sometimes.
Which one?
What does that mean?
But what about the husband? I mean, I'm not him.
She's physically loyal.
She's John Zerka while married to a Mormon bishop, and she shoots.
You couldn't set it any better.
It's amazing.
But you're not loyal to your husband.
I am loyal to his right now.
You're loyal to John Zerka's, but you have a husband.
Okay.
Your Mormon husband, if he was watching this and heard everything.
He probably is watching.
So how does he feel about John Zerka?
He's not like, oh my God, please
girlfriend, but he's like, you're in your 20s, like, get it out now so I can, like, marry you when you're loyal and you're 30. He knows I'm going to be with him when
I'm
30.
That sounds like a man that's very secure in himself.
Say what you will about Sneeko. He was right that when women sleep around too much, they lose a bit of their soul every time. I hope she lives long enough to understand that these men are simply using her body.
You want a high-value man? So do you want a guy who's got status or wealth?
Not necessarily wealth, but just has something going for himself.
My argument here would be the more money he gets, the less he cares about your money.
Right, but those type of men want to be able to have an intellectual conversation.
No, not really.
I've actually decided that I'm going to stay single forever because just the thought of dating repulses me. I don't want to be close to anyone. I don't want to have to text someone and ask how they are or what they've been up to. I don't give a shit. Or for someone to ask me what I've been up to. What have you been up to today? Just make me some dinner.
And this is an example of a frustrated masculine woman with red flags that you want to avoid.
When you say you don't care, but inside you care a whole bunch, but can't get what you want.
Look, you're free to do porn, but my personal view is I don't think it's impossible for a girl who's been involved in that kind of industry to get a guy, to get married. It's clear.
It's not about change.
It's just like that's your history.
Okay, but it's just like don't judge people who've had a lot of sex. Some people, like, I didn't even know what I was getting into.
Well, actually, no. I will judge people who have had a lot of sex.
Okay.
In the same way that women judge men for a vast list of criteria when it comes to selecting them to potentially be a romantic partner, men are also allowed to have preferences, standards, and boundaries. It's always this thing with, like, well, why are men so judgmental about body count or women who do this or who do that? Y'all are super judgmental about a myriad of things that matter to you, like a guy's height, a guy's success, a guy's penis size. There's a million things that y'all care about.
I guess that's valid.
And that's, for you, that's preferences. But if a man has a preference, that's discrimination.
It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion. They can lie to themselves all they want, but they're heading straight for Cat Town, where the only companion they'll have is their own bitter reality.
None of us should sit here and call ourselves perfect, you know? If everything is a green flag, like in this video of the lady going on the date, everything is a green flag, but there's one thing, slightly, as she puts it, doesn't align. That's a problem within our culture, that instead of negotiation, instead of perseverance and giving it a go, they would rather just sack it off. They'd rather give up. Doesn't tick every single one of my boxes. And because I am so great, I deserve the absolute best.
No, sorry, you're not good enough. You don't tick all of my boxes.
How much should your man make in a year?
Can we make it monthly?
Sure.
At least 100k a month.
Isn't that a bit high compared to the average income out there?
Well, if I'm talking about my partner, I don't think so.
Why not?
If I'm making 10k a month, he should be making 10 times more than me. And that kind of puts me in the feminine position, and I view him as the masculine, as the main provider in our family, as we're going to grow, expand our family.
100k a month? She's not even that attractive, maybe a 4 to 5 without makeup. The only man making 100k a month is using her face for NBA full court basketball. Between her forehead and teeth, you've got all the backboards you need. These women are beyond delusional when they aren't even close to high value. The entitlement is off the charts.
A guy who makes 100 grand a month ain't choosing her. If she's making 10 grand a month, then it's likely from OnlyFans or something similar. And that's it for today on Sigma Traits. Make sure you hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and don't forget to ring that notification bell. Support this channel through membership. You can also support through PayPal link in the description. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. See you all tomorrow.